My name is Erica, and my last name is Reineveld. That's a little bit difficult, but...
Now, I was told you're the only female fitter here at the show?
I guess so, yeah, for being, like, yeah, professional, yep. Correct.
So whatever got you started doing this, give us a little bit about your background.
Okay, so, actually, I am from Europe, and for my university, I had to do a training period in a foreign country. And then I decided to go to Italy, where I was involved in dairy cattle showing, and then I started a clip. And I really enjoyed it, so that's why I continued.
For those folks who are unfamiliar to fitting and such, just give us a little background or overview on what you do, maybe how long does it take to get one cow all taken care of. Give us some details.
Okay, so, well, what we do here is, like, on the show, is, like, we get them ready for the show upcoming on Friday and Saturday. And that goes from clipping to washing to taking care, figure out the hours of milk in the udders, all that kind of a things. So that's what we do during the week with the whole team. And well, I'm responsible for one of the things like clipping. And I clip them once, twice, and then we just prep them also on show day. Well, I think more or less 1.5 hours to clip a cow, and then we run over them, as we call it. So check again if we clip all the hair off and do the udder as late as possible, so the udder looks really shiny and very short. That's kind of what it is.
Are there any trends that change when it comes to fitting cattle nowadays? Are judges looking for certain things now that they weren't years ago? Or
yeah, that's a good question. There are trends. Like when I started, we clipped with complete different blades than we are clipping now. The trend now is very, very short, which is really nice, and also harder to clip, but nice.